Good morning from the dream bubble. Just want to do a little meditation here. So, whatever time it is, just find a comfortable position to lay in or sit in, but laying down where you could just like relax your body seems to be a great way. So I just want to talk about setting your intention and starting your morning off right on the right side of the bed. Just getting you into that, in tune with yourself, in alignment with your greatest version. So right now, you know, you can lay down, you can close your eyes, put your hands on your heart. And deep breathe for a sec. Deep breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Make a think diaphragm breathing. So your shoulders are all relaxed. If you need to roll them, roll your head and kind of shake out your body for a minute. Maybe get a sip of water. It's always good to help you align. Okay, so when you're ready, back. Laying down, maybe you're under a comforter, whatever's cozy and comforting for you, okay? So we're laying down here. We're going to set our intention. We're going to clear our thoughts out of our head right now. We're just going to be, and we want to be, or rather, you don't even have to think about want because we already are, right? So just get rid of the desire and want right now because you already are. So you already are your higher self. And your thoughts are already cleared out of your head. Clearing your mind. They visualize them flying outside. Outside of your head. They're out there. Okay, right now we're coming back to our heart center. It is centered. And our hands are on our heart. And we're aware of this moment that we have. This moment is precious, and we're saying thank you for this day, thank you, gratitude, right? Thank you for this moment, and you could thank yourself for anything you want, whatever you're thankful for. Thank you for my friends and family, and you pray for all of them, you send love out. Thank you everyone for everything. Thank you for everything. God, universe, whatever you want to thank. Thank you. Just say thank you. Send that out. Say thank you for. Okay, so the wind outside made a little noise. So it comes back to you, right? So you're welcome. Alright, so we're in there and it hurt. Just gonna do some more breaths for a second and then talk about some stuff to start your day off right. So deep breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Getting rid of all the pain and the worries. Turning it into positive energy though. Sending it out. Sending good positive energy. You're clearing out all negative in through. Well, maybe you have to go on, whatever you have to do. Observe what's going on, what you're feeling right now, but we're going to deep breath in through our nose, positive, uplifting energy, your dream life energy as your greatest version. Again. Again. Let's just sit for a second. Observe. Listen in. And breathe. Okay, so you know, you might even start drifting off to sleep or going somewhere else. You're just breathing, relaxing. You can scan your body, your toes, your ankles. You could roll and send every cell in your body love. You're in the dream bubble. Pure bliss and love. You are loved. You are worthy of receiving all that you came here to receive. So open up to it, and with open arms and open heart, open mind, open yourself up. Think of it as a video game if you want. And it's time to receive your gifts. You just did all this work, got to this point, you're doing this meditation to better yourself, to help yourself, take care of yourself. And now, it's time to receive all the goodness you came here for. You have reached the point. You've beat the level. It's time to go on as your greatest. And skip all the pain and the victimization. Back to center. Let's come back here. We are laying down. Eyes closed. Hand in your heart. Wrapped up in a blanket or whatever's comfortable. You can feel a sense of warmth and comfort if you have a blanket. Like you're being hugged by what you want to be hugged by. And, well, here we are. Well, here we are in this moment that we have. This moment is golden. This moment is filled with so much love for you. So much. You are amazing. You are so amazing. I don't know if you know how amazing you are. We are all made of stardust. Okay? It's amazing that you're even alive. The complex human body and mind. Just in our souls. We're souls in these bodies for we don't know how long. And how are you going to go enjoy the most of your day? Right? What are you going to do today? Do you know what you're doing? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you have an open day like I do, where I can fill it in how I want. Think of it as a clean new slate, a board to paint, a canvas. What are you going to put on that board? What would make the best day? What does the ideal best day for you look like? What do you feel like doing today? Now, some of you might be tied up to certain things you don't want to do. And by the way, it's okay to cancel on people. And if you're hearing this, maybe that's what you ought to do if your gut's saying no. You need to follow your heart and soul. And now, some of you might be going to jobs you hate. And I just want to help you escape this system because time is precious, like I said. And if you're in something that's not making you happy, and not giving you the time to know who you truly are, I suggest second-guessing it a little bit and knowing that there are other options. Seeing what might be better. What would you like to be doing with your time? Maybe there's a better job where you can learn about the field you want and network with similar creatives if you're into that. Or whatever it is, an environment that's healthy for you and your mind and body and soul, because it's very important to take care of yourself. Okay? We don't need extra stress on our heart and whatever, and work till you have no energy left, regardless of whatever belief systems they try to ingrain and whatever you picked up along the way. Whatever's no longer serving you, we're gonna get rid of that. So, here we are. Laying down, closing your eyes, maybe you'll open them for a second, observe your surroundings. How does it feel in the room that you're in? Are you glad to be here in this moment? But Hope Beautiful always is saying, you are exactly where you need to be, referring to the journey of life, but also, what environment, what state of mind, where are you? Where are you? Just trust the process, the unfolding. Maybe have another sip of water. So, this morning, I introduced to you some methods that helped me start my day. Besides meditation and stretching. Now, I'm constantly thinking, like, in that moment, you know, like, especially when I'm aware of my feelings. Maybe I'm not happy. It's like, how can I be really happy in this moment, right? How can I really enjoy this moment right now? You know, and it makes me laugh. Like, sometimes I'm thinking about this stuff way too much. And it's like, if you're just doing what you're loving and enjoying it and not thinking about, like, I have to be happy. Like, you are already happy, right? You're being, you're happy, you're happy, you're happy. You are happy because you're choosing happiness. So I don't even know what made me think of it, but anyway, this concept of love lenses. So we see the world in different lenses, right? Different perceptions, we all do, based off so many things, our experiences and whatnot. But if we could put our love lenses on, meaning seeing through with love, everything, just love, you know, sending love out and loving yourself, loving who you are, and, you know, dropping your ego. If you're not liking yourself, Eckhart Tolle refers to this. It's almost like two different selves, you know, like you can separate yourself, drop the ego, and, like, there you are, your true, genuine self of love, pure love, the stardust that you are. So if you could tell your ego to go away, you know, leave me alone. When you don't like yourself or what's going on, most likely that's the ego that's separate. Because you are natural state, pure bliss and love. That's what you are. So I've studied, you know, shout out to Aaron Dottie, Abraham Hicks, like all these people I already mentioned, but Hope Beautiful and Eckhart Tolle. Where I've picked up from all different sources along the way in my journey. So, you know, some things so I've discovered on my own and what works for me in the morning. And so I like to share that. So here I am, you know, I kind of started my day and then I'm like, well, let me lay back in bed. You know, if you can, I suggest taking that extra, like, 5 minutes if you need it. Maybe perhaps you woke up and you're exhausted and maybe just 5 more minutes of sleep can make all the difference, and I suggest doing that if you need that. But, you know, and I'll make my coffee, which I use some almond milk or black and cinnamon, you know, I don't pour all that sugar in and whatever. So eating healthy is a whole nother topic, but you know, maybe you want to have a good breakfast when you wake up. So thinking about these things, like setting your intention. What are you going to do for yourself today? What progress do you want to make? And, you know, you don't have to hate yourself if you don't finish it. But what do you want to accomplish today? You know, productivity helps me so much. You know, have some sort of game plan. Maybe a few things. Check off. Maybe a few people you would like to contact, be in touch with, you know. So, it's all about aligning yourself to your greatest self. Whatever you can do. Taking a shower, drinking water, like aligning with source, you know. There are all things you can do in the morning. Go on a little walk, perhaps. Yeah. I heard once just productivity walks where you can meditate as you're walking, too. And you could active meditate. Maybe you're not one to lay down and just meditate. You can meditate while I wash the dishes. Let's come back to center. We want to fill ourselves up with energy and love. Feel vibrant. No. You know, what do you love to do? Do you have time? Can you make time for what you love to do? Maybe take a few moments here. Maybe write something down. Especially if you're a writer. Maybe you write what you wear at the end of the day. What do you love to do? Who are you? Okay, let's pretend we're going to talk to our highest self. Close your eyes, relax your body. You can scan your body and relax every cell and be grateful, send it love. Like as if you're watering a plant. Take care of a plant. Okay. Take care of yourself. I'm going to move your body around a little bit if you need to. Stretch it out. Sweat, yoga, and foam rolling. These are such great things to do also in the morning. You want to stretch out, you know. Maybe you just do some stretches. Kind of get a subconscious mind moving around because this is your subconscious mind. Okay. Again, in the center, in the deep relaxation part where we might even roll around. Maybe you want to roll on the other side for a second. Stretch out a little bit. I mean, like, fall asleep. So, you know, I'm making a meditation that's putting myself to sleep. Maybe this could be a meditation for sleep. But, yeah. Really move around, stretch it out, and just be, you know, let your thoughts go out. And go one thing, you're in that moment, but you're very conscious of what you're doing. Okay, it's like you press the strings of the guitar, and you're aware of what fret you're pressing, and you're just there, you know, you feel the moment. You know, so I'm laying on my stomach now, kind of not curled up in a ball, but you know, you kind of cuddle your head and my eyes are closed just to get the pressure on the other side of the body. Now, I've done so many meditations and no one's ever done this one, so you could just say, I'm starting something new, but what I'm trying to do is, you know, outline your body, make you aware of both sides of your body, like you're on your back, right, and you can feel the pressure of the bed. And I had this feeling like I have to turn over, so sometimes you need to just move positions. It's weird, but you just keep moving, like it's like you have a thought or something, you want it to go out, keep moving. Get it out, like shake the cup up, you know what I mean? Let it spill out, so. But if you flip over, now you're like, you have this sense of touching, all the other cells are in touch and point. And I think that it's good to move our bodies and flip around, reposition, you know, because the thoughts are all moving then. So it's just, you know, deep breathing again. Comfort yourself. Listen, son. Okay, I was sort of getting into a dream state where I was visualizing I was trying this gumball, but I don't do that in real life, really. Unless it's vegan. But, where are your dreams taking you? What are you learning from you? So, I'm around, stretch it out a little bit again. Get a shake your hips back and forth. You can stretch. You can sit in the frog yoga position. Stretch out your hips. Maybe trigger point your body a little bit. You know, wherever. If you scan your body and see where there's tension. Trigger pointing can release the tension and help correct your body and getting your body into alignment before you go on your day is really important because you're going to maybe walk around or go, you have that repetition, you know, like of moving your body in that same motion. And so you want to be in alignment, like get your body in alignment. So really be aware, you know, you're doing certain stretches, be aware of maybe you need trigger point certain muscles out so they work properly. And you could use a massage ball or something. Or trigger point sometimes with your hands, but you don't want to be careful, you don't do too much. But yeah, let's like move our fingers and our toes and our bodies. Like move your hips around a little bit. Shake out your bodies. Okay, just deep breathing again. Just relax. In and out. Get into another comfortable position. Relaxing. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Just get your stuff a little bit. Stretch it out. Set your intention for the day. Yeah, pure bliss, love, and energy. Okay. So, go forth into your day. You can't fall asleep. But yeah.